Welcome to PNC News. Kina Tabiso di Rope Tsanoga. And just like Mokokotlo, we are back. It feels good to be back, like Mutlakasi. Well, we kick things off with the topic that's on everybody's lips. Kiona Eobarki, GNU, Government of National Unity. And it starts with the cabinet, Mamela. When it came to choosing some of these cabinet members, some did not make sense. Others should be retired, but there are some who are meant for the positions they are in. Malume Gayton McKenzie, Das Reich, Mr. Onsbaizani, as the Minister for Sports and Arts and Culture. And first things first, Uncle Gayton said, I'm on a legalized spinning.
Spinning and stance is not a crime, and you're going to see. I'm so excited.
Mamela! Sales of 325i E30 BMWs have gone through the roof since this announcement because spinning is now going to be considered a legal sport. As the new Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture, first day on the job, are the 3 BET Awards.
The BET Award goes to Tyler.
I'm so happy, you know. I'm someone who started music from the streets, started singing from the streets, and today I'm here, my dream just came true.
3 BET Awards on his first day as Minister of Arts, Sports and Culture. While Omongu is awaiting trial.
I just arrived.
Is the president coming?
I just arrived.
Congratulations to the Honorable Gayton McKenzie, as he has already achieved three BETs under his title. We say congratulations to the girl from Joburg, Tyler Halala Warayek Warayek. And of course, in Chivenda, Zinde Zine Zese Zambadeze Henda Bidibidi Makadzi, who received her BET outside. We say to both girls, thank you for flying the South African flag high. Sol Penduka was also spotted there after spending 3 weeks in America at the BETs. We hope that he comes back home safely and without a Thibaut Touch accent. Rumors are that MacGyver will be staying in America to try and see if he can get more money for Podcast and Chill Network.
From that YouTube, how much are you making per month?
It's not a lot. Like, it's enough to cover our overheads.
You know, as people who are in arts and culture, we are excited to have someone like Ntate Gayton McKenzie at the helm of this portfolio. Because who knows, new sports could be introduced into things like the Olympics. For example, we could have Mugusha as a national sport. Imagine Mugusha as a national sport. Of course, we could also have a game called Border Games. Yes, Border Games, where illegal foreigners fight for their chance to get a passport and an RDP house. It would start at the border, through the rivers, past the crocodiles, and it would end at Home Affairs, where a series of tests would be conducted and new names would be given. From Love More to Reggie. Amen. We are beaming with pride here at PNC News for the appointment of the one and only Gayton McKenzie. Halala on Spizani. We love him to bits. We wish him all the best. I mean, what more could we have asked for? A gender-neutral minister. Gayton McKenzie. Otherwise, he'd be called Straighten McKenzie. Back again, ladies and gentlemen. Barakidi blast from the past. Blade Nzimande is back after taking a break to pursue his career in amapiano under the alias Angelic. we are proud to say welcome back, Ntate Blade. Womuhle uyindunu yemanzi. Welcome back, Papa. We missed you. All right, moving right along. Helen Zilla has come in guns blazing, taking no prisoners. That's Peter Groenvald's title, but we'll get to him in a moment. Helen Zilla has come in with the vengeance. Ukeneko government atima di heater. There is no more underfloor heating, no heaters on the desk. From now on, the aircon is on permanently at 18 degrees Celsius. Helen Zilla is not playing any games. She has changed all the Wi-Fi passcodes from all the government buildings. Now, all the passwords are no longer password. They include capital letters and, of course, a hashtag. Releboga yena me Helen Zilla for restoring law and order back into the government. From now on, lunch breaks will be taken at lunch. Home Affairs will never be offline. So if you get to a Home Affairs bar, we are offline, bamaka. It is now permanently online. We also interrupt this broadcast to let everybody know, because of this new venture, ya Helen Zilla, bribes are now on hold until we figure out what the appropriate amount is to bribe. So from now on, cool drink is no longer the currency of Nyegeleni.
So the person that was arrested by the police this morning was trying to bribe the MEC, and unfortunately he had more than 3,000 in him, but he can only bribe with 190. So you can see the insults that are given to our officials all the time.
We move on to the best appointment in cabinet history in South Africa. Ladies and gentlemen, dames en meneers, Peter Groenvald van die VFF is nou die minister van correctional service. Meneer, ons sê vir jou, ons is baie gelukkig dat jy is die man wat in die position gewees. You are the only man who is now allowed to say you people. Meneer, we hope that you reintroduce Afrikaans as a first language in the prison system. Laat ons slap 2 p.m. Meneer Groenvald is going to synchronize the crèche and the prison nap time systems so that they're sleeping at the same time. Gone are the days of escaping. Ha-ha! Thabo Pesta was the first and the last. Thabo, hey, my brother. Zama go bolela Peter Groenvald gore mpolaye. Hi! Try it. Try it now. Try tell Peter Groenvald mbolaeng. O tla mbolaya rai man.
A death sentence be given as a petition, that the public signs a petition and I be given a death sentence, and immediately I will agree to it. So we end this matter. I came here with 80 cars. I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I've been having chains on my feet. My feet are ice.
Ayeye mapantiti, ayeye. Peter Groenvald as no the warden, the man who is labeled the white walker of the cabinet, is now changing things around. Gone are the days of sleeping at night in prisons. Gone are the days of sexual favors between inmates. Why are you gay, Tin? Ladies and gentlemen, the times are turning. The tides are turning. Meneer Groenvald, ons gaan nie wag om te gesien wat jy gaan doen met die correctional services. Ons weet, if daar is een man wat correctional services gaan correct, dit is jy. Abasha, yeah. Abasha, abaha, almost said abahambe. They mustn't leave, Meneer Groenvald. No, those ones must stay where they are. No abahambe. Those ones must stay where they are. Talking about ministry and ministers, ladies and gentlemen, it has come to our attention that rappers have now found a new path. As you know, South African hip-hop has not been doing well since Amapiano entered the realm. Many hip-hop stars have now turned to Jesus. We cross over live to a beautiful word from one of our favorites here, Casper Refilwe Nyovest.
Now I'm in the club and that idea. Woman's in there, I'm like, yo. My girlfriend is having the time of her life. She said, woo, baby. I'm just like, these people are going to hell. These ones. Last week, I was a rapper. This week, I'm Vice Jesus. Contain me.
Well, thanks to this miraculous life-changing path that Refilwe has embarked on, it has inspired many other rappers, other musicians as well, to pursue a similar path.
Yo, yo, check it out. It's your boy FT, aka Full Tank, you know, and Lady, the one who doesn't use petrol or gas.
Anyway,
look, man,
hey, we want to testify. Hey, this your girl, FS, freshly saved.
Yes, come on with it.
The thing is with Jesus, tell he needs me. To find you. You know, you can't search for him. You never know. You have to find him. And yeah. Once he locates you,
it's over, dog. It's over. My God sends shots to niggas with and the Jesus. Come on with it. Don't come around my circle with that bullshit. No. We pray over here.
Yeah. Look at these knees always on the ground for Jesus.
Type shit. There we go.
I love the Lord.
Amen.
I love the Lord.
And he loves us too. you know
you
what
know,
we do?
You know.
Yeah. Swag on swag. The devil never rests. But neither do we. Because we the best.
We're the best.
That's what I'm
beast.
Talking about.
Best beast.
You can never touch this heavenly duo.
Listen, the devil. Oza. I didn't get a king. I will baptize. When is I even man's in tea? Kerwani ngalale makhaya ro kuruva kerekenye mfana ari he ba rinkosi yizwa yimi thandazo yabantwana ba ari kerekenye ro kuruva.
Talking about ministers, we do have a minister who has gone from being a 30% achiever to now being placed as the head of defense of this country. AusNG 30% Mutshega is now the Minister of Defense. We are concerned about what is going to be required from the soldiers. Fears have come in saying that some fear that she might be telling them to throw the bullets. We fear that shields from Shaka Ilembe might be used in the war in the DRC. We fear that Gogo Maweni might be a consultant. There are many fears that are at play here, but we say, AusNG Mabena, we wish you nothing but the best. If there was ever a time for you to be a soldier, it would be now. 30% is only the requirement to get in. If you know how to spell your name and unale learner's license, you are eligible. And now in economics, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, the GNU means a different path for the rand. We now cross over to economics and discover how the rand is doing.
Ha! Uvukile umalambane. Benithi nyophele laphi mara, eh? Look at me now. The rand is thriving, eh? I am now 17 to the dollar. You guys, you like taking people down. You thought this was never going to happen. I am back. 17 to the dollar. And the US dollar. Not this one I'm used to hanging with. Hey, Zim. Swagala. Not this one. I'm talking about real dollars. 17 to the... What are you to me right now? Nothing. Nothing. No offense. Because there are no offenses from where you come from. Eh? That's why you are here. We are living the big life. Eh? Big... Oh, Pula. Are you good, my brother? Hey, you smell nice.
We now cross over to a man who knows everything that needs to be known about balls. Yes, it's the one and only sports field reporter, Eusebius Newsack. Oops.
South Africa has lost to India. India winning by 7 runs. South African fans are angry, saying that South Africa was not rewarded a 6. If there's one thing I know about Indians, is they know where the boundary is. South Africans are lucky that cricket doesn't have any corners.
They play some phenomenally good cricket to watch. National joins Owen, myself and Michael. Unbeaten in the competition, phenomenal performance. Yeah, phenomenal. Best team in the competition.
And people say Lightning can't strike again, but it looks like Hansi striked again. Thokoza Hansi. And in football news, we go over to the Euros, where Mbappe is facing backlash from FIFA for trying to wear a white face mask. But FIFA is suggesting or insisting that he plays in a black face mask. That is a crazy story for me, because can you imagine that conversation just there? Mbappe's like, no, I want to play in a white mask because it's the Euros. And Euros are just like, you know, this is... We understand that this is the Euros, but you are you. And in rugby, Rassie Erasmus is having a difficult time choosing which flyer to represent the Springboks. His choices are between Pollock and Lebok, but because we have a new Minister of Sports and Culture, it has to be Lebok. Van ons Baizani, you know what I'm saying? Ons Baizani, it's Lebok or Yella is gefok.
We now cross over live to our field reporter who knows everything about the weather. Kiana Alfred, Lightning Lekharima. Alf.
Welcome back to the news weather desk. I am Alfred Lekharima, Mr. Lightning himself. This new cabinet, South Africa, let me tell you, it has changed Moyawa South Africa. It is now flowing that way. Moyawa South Africa is flowing that way. Kipinje earlier, and I tested it. My spinner is now in that corner. This new cabinet we have is more like a room divider because it has separated all the provinces. Grobelles Dal is fighting Garankuwa for naming rights. Abanyake urubashumisha this inside. It is mine. You are biting. This is what the countries are saying to one another. The provinces, rather, or the townships. I don't know what Garankuwa is. I hear a lot of urban people live there. But me, I live in a very nice place right now. Let me tell you about Durban July. Durban July is happening right now. The horses are training, hot in training, for nobody to watch them because we do not go there to watch the Beredi Kitima Kitima around a thing. I'm not mad. I am there to dance with people. The price of Mbiza has went up because the men are preparing for something like building a family nyana. You understand? Yes, the horses are even complaining. There's a horse called Lightning that was complaining last year that nobody had watched it. It is unfortunately a horse from Venda. That horse has won 2 of the Venda local racing stuff, but nobody watches that stuff because they watch Mosangwe. That's bare knuckle boxing. And there's a horse there training for the Olympics, which is the Durban Olympics. South Africa, Wafisha more South Africa, because it is winter right now and we find a lot of people that are looking like they are cold. And when somebody is cold, please do not ask them if they want to be warm or they look warm if they are looking warm. No, you have to say things to them like, you are looking like you look. Because otherwise you will have to write a statement and your statement will cancel podcasts. Ish, I am a survivor of such a thing. Moyawa South Africa is going this way now. Things are changing in this country. Musina has now agreed to give away 2 days of snow to accommodate for the 2 white people that live there. I don't want to talk about Musina too much because baloya kwa Musina. Maralene na kya loya, so kitla ba loya better ka skin complexion wa ba darker. I'm a professional. I know some of you, you feel like I don't talk about the weather right now. But how do you feel? You are a grown man and you still want another man to tell you what the weather is. Look outside, man. Take a finger out there and choose what to wear. Mara, wear warm out there, but please don't tell people they look warm because Ra cancel and more South Africa. Let us get cancelled. Let us all be cancelled so we can be cancelled. I get so good. But cheers. Kina Alfred Ladima. Kin Tanda Nonga Makaya. Ooh, kumhlophe.
Well, that's it from me, ladies and gentlemen. Kina Tabiso di Rupitsa Noha, aka Taps on News. And Akere, just like Mokokoto, it's good to be back. Cheese boys,
yo.
Cheese girls,
hey.
And
the cheese gang.
Yeah, we are here with a public service announcement, hey. A special announcement.
Hey.
Bari, hey, we are back.
We are back.
Hey, we are back.
No clappers. Yeah, no censoring.
Nothing. Just.
We used to motivate, now we just laugh. We laugh as well. The song is done there. We laugh as well. Says, Totile, tum tum tiki tiki, mnangiti pitch. Get that.
Oh.
I'm joking, bro.
Pella Diamond.
Hey.
Hey. Cheese boys, cheese girls, and the cheese gang. Welcome to Popcorn and Cheese, the Cheese Gang Show.
Yeah.
I'll be speaking with that name.
Yeah. I think let's just call it the PNC. Yeah. Pops and Chumia. Turmeric. Pops and Turmeric. Turmeric. The N is silent. Hey.
Hey. Moment of silence.
Hey.
Yeah, hey, dog, your show was numb.
Ah, dog. Bruh.
Hey,
guys, like, first of all, nah, let me do this professionally. I almost did intros now and started talking about haircut yalundi, but it's a trigger.
It's fine, do it. If it's going to make you comfortable, let's go.
Why did you say it in that voice, man? Just do it, is it? No. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving forward, Bafetu. Arisaya Murao. Arna caution, Ember.
What a job, yo.
It's all go.
You're going through a lot, man.
I'm going through a loss.
We'll talk about it, yeah.
Going through a loss.
A loss is not easy, man.
Yeah. And it's also like, I don't know how to feel, you know, because you were praying for this so that you can be in front of the screen. Maybe they won't say that.
Give a manga. Hi, for Zizi's sake, ladies and gentlemen, cheese boys, cheese girls, and the cheese gang, welcome to the first ever episode of Popcorn and Cheese.
The cheese gang show. Yeah.
To my right, your left, ladies and gentlemen, back from out of the camera shot, Leboa Khomu's finest. And now, comedic superstar who was in his first ever one-man theater production.
Yeah.
Not one-man show. One-man theater production at the Lyric Theater, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about him, Kena Naftal Nzrereng Chumia. As they know him affectionately here in the streets that digitally, Bariki Tsitsi, Turmeric, the Barbarian.
Yes. And to the side, I mean the left. The left, my right. I mean.
This is the weirdest
Lamon, I
guess. They're right.
Okay, sharp. Okay, you went to a better crèche. Well done.
I went to kindergarten. I didn't go to crèche.
You didn't go to a crèche?
I went to kindergarten.
Mine was in the garage.
You.
Couldn't sleep.
Which one is this one? With the oil stains on the floor.
No, bro. When you are having nap time, it's windy. So that garage door goes... And your crèche teacher has mental health issues. Like... When she does, when she sees you not sleep, robala. We're abused to sleep, man. I'm telling you. Barfa pap for breakfast. 11, we're tired.
You slept at home, now you are sleeping again on the jungle gym. We believe it's a jungle gym. It was just a bunch of rocks and stuff chilling there in the corner. Hmm? Children used to bunk nap time. Batsuba shebet. Banana sugar rush. Come on, one. They stole milk. And you know what they call the crash? Little darling crash. I'm not darling.
Little darling crash.
Yeah, bro.
What was the logo?
Shout out. They had no logo. They had pictures of like Tarzan outside, bro.
Yeah.
You had like Mickey Mouse and.
No. We had a normal institution. We had architecture. What are those bricks there? Baba Pizza did wheat bricks.
Wheat bricks?
Yeah, those bricks.
Oh, like, face bricks.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Was kindergarten.
But then I don't like that my education was someone's side hustle. That's all I have. When it was
so you could tell your teacher was not a teacher.
Mm-mm, she wasn't there all the time.
Nearly caretaker.
Nothing like profession, my brother. Like she taught us in flip flops, dog. Maths.
What Georgia?
I love her to bits, but yo, you know, man. The one time they dumped her and I felt it.
How did you know they dumped her?
The way she was talking to the children, the boy children. We're number two, man. Wambora. Like, how do you get to a point where Ubora teacher, you know, out loud? No, it's not the one. But ladies and gentlemen, this is Pop-Pop's Moody.
Wow.
No, but fair too.
Ah, man, but we also not alone today, ladies and gentlemen. We have a guest ghost man with us, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, all the way from Kunji King Black Bronco Spirit. Ah, Barberton.
Someone actually tried to scam my phone from Barberton.
And you were able to ask Tabizo, do you know this person?
Yeah,
and because the population Barberton is like 600, ne?
Yeah.
No, I was 27.
But yo, yeah. Make some noise for Tabiso Mhlongo.
Yeah, the Rupita Noha.
Yeah, bro. So yeah, we've been riffing for way too much. I think the people at home want to know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
So I think first things first, we've had to undergo a restructure. You know, I think.
Yeah.
Let's address the.
The elephant.
The room in the elephant.
The giraffe in the room.
Wow.
That's or the absence of Warren the elephant. Masimola.
Yeah. Actually, okay, let's just talk about what happened. Because I feel like, obviously, like, yo, man, cheese gang. Especially when, after we announced that the show was over, they were so angry, bro.
They were. And I think two things happened that were dope, right? So the podcast, as we know it, has undergone a restructure.
Sure.
So that's sort of the bad news. But there are good news.
Yeah.
The good news is, Popcorn and Cheese, the three of us, yes. We have a TV show.
Yeah.
So we've got a sort of unplugged podcast show on Super Sports.
Yes.
You know, so podcasting, so Popcorn and Cheese, as you know it, has got a TV show, and that's what we're doing. But from the podcasting point of view, we've gone through a restructure in that sense, and it's just the two of us now.
Yeah. No, but it's not a bad thing. Angusha.
Yeah, like, I said it's
know,
so sad.
Yeah, like you it said was, it yeah, like, you know, it's not a bad thing. It's just maybe that alignment. So, because the cheese gang was angry, bro. I was walking in Checker, somebody, I'm like, cheese and popcorn.
Yeah.
L4. L4. Cheese and popcorn. What am I supposed to do with the Wednesday? Yeah. You know, you're 38, my brother.
Like. Figure it out. Rack the subscription. Why is it my Disney Plus?
Yo, what are you going to do for cheese and popcorn? But now you're back, and it's really overwhelming, and I know it's because people love us when they ask things like
yeah. Bro, I think one of the biggest reasons why we're back is actually that is because people, like, the demand is insane, like people everywhere, dog, like people that came to your show, people that I've bumped into anywhere, they're just like, yo. And Rona, I don't know why, but for some reason we thought not a lot of people were watching the show, but it turns out a lot of people watch the show. So This is for the cheesecake.
Yeah, man. I mean, this other lady came up to me and just started singing the lyrics. We motivated, we laugh as well. Okay, man, yeah. Stay on brand, never had to. And she even did the ching, yo. Bro, like, because here's the thing, but this is an exciting announcement, because this show is not just the podcast right now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So we are focusing more on certain things.
Was that you making a marker? Like to throw in something? Yeah. Ah, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe. Man, and you look warm. Mm.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Mm.
Why?
But it's also like a way for us to talk about like things that plague us, bro, and have real chats, you know, without worrying about borders, you know, like as men we have serious issues.
True.
You know, and Machita, we're amongst the very few people on earth where we don't want to talk about what we're going through, you know.
True.
Yeah.
And I think as Machita we need to get to a place where, or have platforms where we can actually like really express ourselves.
Yeah. Me, I want to talk about my problems to people who laugh, you know.
Hello society, welcome to Saving Men, where I fix men one by one by myself. These are men with problems, but today, I will fix them. Express yourselves.
Yes. Is this a safe space?
Men, okay. Express yourself.
Nah. I make everything about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Something will be happening in the news.
Mm.
I'll think about, why didn't they think of me?
Mm.
Yes. When this thing happened, do you understand?
Mm. Mm. When did you start noticing that you feel important?
I think when we added more mirrors in my house, it made me realize that seeing more of myself means there's more of me out there than I thought.
Mm.
Yes.
I'm so blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But
amen.
People just, you know, they approach me. I only way I can show you what my problem is.
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
I need strength.
And we will give him.
This is my strength. You. I get compliments from women. Mm. They objectify me.
Mm.
Lynn and I get objectified by women sometimes. Like. Okay. When they see me, I don't obviously.
My brother.
Listen.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, let's give men with big bums.
Am I doing it again?
A chance.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's give men with big bums a chance to express themselves. Is this something that runs in your family?
Like, it does.
So your father was also voluptuous?
Yes.
Oh.
They call my father Stoopster.
Mm.
It means outside bound.
Kiponyela too many times.
Yes.
And for no reason.
You know, Lynn, in primary school, actually.
Lynn, no,
yes.
Okay.
Bonnet.
Shoo. It's embarrassing.
Okay, let me just see once more.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. We might need an extra session. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
No. There's no blood in my body. My body. I can't even think right now.
I know it's hard, my brother, but
yes,
we are there for you.
Mm.
You know, as they've said, we all have a sponsor in this group, and Nali Pedros, we are together. So I think we're Nali Marau should.
It's my only problem. I'm too nice. I agree to everything. And I feel your pain.
But you're ugly.
Yes.
Yes.
I said let's express ourselves, but not like that.
No, I was just testing.
We celebrated your big booty. We celebrated. Okay. Let us hear other people's problems. Yes. So you are a nice guy.
Yes, yes.
It is a huge pandemic, this nice guyness. I understand why you...
Yes.
Salua Bonyela, 6 hours.
Yes. It's never happened to me. But my problem is, I can only say yes.
Is the aircon on here?
Yes.
It's quite cold.
Do you know, guys,
I wish someone could borrow me their jacket. Do you mind if I just borrow your jacket?
Yes.
Thank you.
He's healing.
Yeah. He's
healing.
I want to.
Your things are working, man.
I want to.
That was really good. That was really, really good.
You know, my teacher always used to say that Amber's good and stuff at school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now I wanna cry. And I don't even like women.
Fight it.
Yes.
You can do it.
Can I cry on your behalf?
Please. Mm-hmm. Can you join? Can you cry?
You know, I once cried when it was in 96.
Uh-huh. Was it your first?
Yes. It was 2 years after Mandela became president. And I remember crying to myself thinking, when will I be president? You understand?
It makes sense.
I was wondering, who's this old man, you know, grey hair, you know, he sounds like a radio intercom when he speaks.
And but you also?
Yes. Mm-hmm. When am I going to get a chance?
You know?
Yes.
Salua Bonyela, ushibile imizwelile.
Yes. You know, sometimes when I fart.
Yes.
I can fart now. It will only come out after 2 hours.
Oh, yes.
I've ruined a lot of toilet seats. Mm. And now I have to have a seat belt.
Mm.
You know, if I don't wear shoes, I don't have balance.
Because
I have small feet.
Mm. So you need a...
So when I walk, the ass is it's heavy.
Is...
Mm. Are you able to sleep on your back, my brother?
No.
Makes sense.
So you want a therapist that's gonna laugh at you?
Yeah, because that means that they understand the plight at which my reservations would come from. You know, like
reservations.
Like you know, when someone has a solution for
reservation.
This is why we don't talk. Then I kill myself. What are you gonna do?
And I can only design. So what's up?
You know, after someone commits suicide, it's always like the signs are always there
that they wanted to.
Yeah, it's like
Titi always used to drive 140 in his quid. I could see.
Ish, there's something wrong then, eh?
Yeah,
can't drive 140 in a quid.
Mm.
Sometimes it gets windy.
Exactly, that's suicide.
It's an attempt. That thing is an attempt.
You get arrested. You don't get arrested for breaking the speed thing in a quid. You get arrested for attempted suicide.
Let me talk to you, haters. Nah? Quid actually gave me a car for my show.
No way. Yes.
Yeah. They gave me a car. It was branded. What did it teach me a life?
Coke pen.
One day I'm gonna be the face. Yeah?
Did they use a pen or coke pen or?
With
a chalk. He's chalk. He's white chalk.
And you wonder why.
The next day they came with a duster. How was the show?
And you wonder why Ripolai.
Tell us
what I don't know where it is, but it was at the show. And
sorry. Am I
it back?
No, it was at the show.
You don't know where it is, what the car?
The car,
I don't know where it is.
So it came to the show?
Let me tell you about the show. Fine.
Tell us about the quid.
About the quid. I'm going to get to the quid.
Okay.
Mana, I had the best time, and thank you so much to every single person that came to Titi Chuma Live. It was a dream come true, Bafetu.
Beautiful.
Have you ever
show.
Seen, like, I'm a bra? Let me tell you, ne, I don't want to say this and sound like I'm saying something, but the fans that support us, man, they're good looking, man. Mm-hmm. You know, like mm-hmm. good looking. Mm-hmm. They came there out dressed, wearing nice clothes. You know, there was no one that you looked at them and you said, this one, it was a favor that they came, you know. These people, they came out, they dressed up, and we had a really, really good show, right? Mm. Reynolds gave us a quid, you know, the quid. And I thought we were...
Shout out to Reynolds.
Shout out to Reynolds Bryanston. They gave us a quid.
Plus, you got a cheese boy, Reynolds.
Yeah, you must hear the way it rings. It's a diesel quid. Don't exist. In our sunroof.
All right.
Have you ever seen a quid with a sunroof?
No.
Exactly.
I'm sure it covers the whole roof.
Yeah,
the
aerodynamics are bad.
If you're not open it, you take it off.
In a zip.
When the guy at the garage does the window, he also does the roof.
Hey. I knew I shouldn't attend. You know, a tent has that echo.
Yes.
From a, you know, when you go to church under a tent, there's that particular echo.
No. Our church has a building.
You've never been under a tent?
No.
Pops goes to those churches where the pastors used to do bad stuff. You know, where the pastors have real examples. Like, I used to do drugs. Now can I let the girlfriend say 17? Praise Jesus.
Yo.
He meant it. I'm joking.
No,
I won't. I'm just saying, but your pastors, they have those stories where it's like, oh,
they've been through.
You know those charismatic pastors. You know, like no pastor that's very good doesn't have a bad story about their life. Otherwise, what would they preach about? Don't want a goody two shoes pastor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Kaka got divorced because his wife said he was just too good of a guy.
Oh yeah, Kaka, the football player.
Yeah, the football player.
Mm. Yeah.
He got divorced because his wife was just like, every day one by a bed, like breakfast in bed. Every day we should be TV. What's about Coco? King Coco Melon.
Isn't that also why Tom Brady got divorced as well?
Because he was a good guy.
He was cheating on Giselle. Wasn't Giselle cheating on him with an instructor?
She cheated back.
She divorced him and moved to the personal trainer. Oh, okay. So Kaka he was too boring.
His wife, well, that's the story in line. They say his wife just left him because he was too good of a guy. So it's like, I know that because when a priest talks, you want to hear real life drama, you know?
So that you have a point of reference that you can relate to.
Yeah, you want to feel like, you know what, my problems are not that bad. Because obviously, bruh, everything that we do, and that's the reason why I think maybe popcorn and cheese, like the way it used to be, it was a bit weird because we pretend like we're perfect, right? Mm. I'm not perfect, bro.
Neither am I.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, man.
Even you, you could be a pastor like Casper, you know? God loves rappers too. Yo. You know, like that. Like,
Casper and I lead home cell, bro.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see. But Casper has enough, I'd call it career capital, to be able to kind of heal people because he's been through certain things. You don't want somebody, I'm not saying you don't want somebody like that, but it's really difficult for somebody who's never, because people like that, they just become judgmental firsthand.
Yes, a lot of people see the work that someone like Casper is doing. I think it was phenomenal that he was able to lead so many souls to Christ at his first sermon, right? That was amazing. But someone will look at
that. How do we know those souls went there? Did you see a soul? One of the soul went.
Iman.
In fact, how you are to the altar, you are bringing yourself.
But where is your soul?
In you. Mm.
Yeah, man. Me, I'm just saying, like, it's weird for someone to say, I counted 17 souls that I took to heaven. Because now you're going to get to the gates.
It's not your thing, right? Your job is to always share the word.
Sure.
Right? Your job is to share the word. And then at the end of your share, it's to ask if there are people in the room who have found Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Yeah. Right? And then if no one has accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, you invite them to come and do that. So these are people who are voluntarily handing their souls over back to Jesus Christ. Right? And they bring themselves. So the fact that you were, it's not a credit thing. There's no score, yeah, the pastor.
Oh,
there's,
yeah.
There's no pastor chilling, Antoine, I want this weekend. 26. Bala. Bala. 26. Anguena. 3. Ah, Moses. Spana, boy. Moses, I'll span, Antoine. You know what I mean? So the fact that Casper was able to do that, I think, is one of the most beautiful testimonies to what God is doing in his life, right? But then you'll get people who will then judge him. Because then they'll go, who is he to do that? Wasn't this guy doing this? Doesn't he live like this?
Yeah.
Why? When did he go to school for this thing?
Yeah.
Right? And people will nullify the dope work that he's doing. We can always make fun of him because he's our boy. We can make fun of the fact that he's a rapper who's a pastor. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, why are you judging someone like that who's doing the Lord's work?
Yeah. It's, you know, it's the idol's curse. So, you know, when people go to idols and they tell their stories and you watch them getting judged, we forget that these are artists. So now, even if you win idols, there are people who are still sitting in their couches at home when you're singing going, I don't know, the tone was off, because they're still in that mode of, we are used to judging this person. So I think even for Casp, everyone's used to counting numbers with Casp. If it drops, we're counting numbers. How many sales did he get?
He's going platinum. Platinum with the souls.
So now he's doing platinum soul numbers. You know what I'm saying?
So there's going to be beef in heaven. How many did you bring in here? When you get there now, it's AKA and Casper again. Now.
Maybe he's right.
I'm telling you, Tupac li biggie ba busy now. West side nigga. We're in clouds.
Yeah. At least now they can carry on the beef. The day they meet.
But that's my thing. It's like I enjoy that kind of, I don't enjoy fake is a bad word, but like I don't enjoy how coveted we try to live our lives. You know, we try to hide away certain truths from certain people because we think we're protecting them. But we're just protecting ourselves in a fake way. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, dog, you cannot deny people the truth. If you do stuff, you do it, bro. And you enjoy it. In church, we sit in there and we pretend like nobody does it. We do, mana, sex before marriage, kau fella, we're dying. We're going there. If like God takes it that seriously, we're all going there.
He does. But we're also all going
here. Pops is the only person here supposed to having sex.
But also in he forgives.
And I go, the only one.
I'm the only.
Yeah.
And Matthew. And Matthew.
Pops and Matthew.
Out of the 15 of us here, 2 are authorized.
Yeah.
Of those 2, we're not having the most.
Njabulo. Njabulo sits like he's about to have sex.
He's watching the show like this.
Serious, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. It's like we all pretend like we're not doing these things, and we are doing them. And then after that, we go and judge another person for doing whatever they want to do with their lives. This is my first life. And you are living your first life. All of us, it's our first life. Then you want to give somebody advice. You know, for me, I feel like advice is just somebody else's trauma. playing out in a small narrative. Mututu which Ndwana, don't date yellow bones. The yellow bones the monati, my bra.
The monati joang.
Like they love
to date them.
Yeah,
you
understand?
Yeah. No, but yeah, you don't
hear you.
You know, Trevor.
Even the dark bone, the working the dark bones. You don't want to be mad. But what I'm saying to you, yeah,
dark bone.
Dark bone.
Is that a term?
Yeah. DB. And if her name is Zane, like DBZ.
Yeah.
What, Georgia?
Dark bones are nele. Dragon Ball Z.
On that note, shout out to Zanele. She's now drive time at 5 FM.
Oh, yeah!
Yay! Yo, man, but Trevor said something like that, right? On his, I can't remember if it was on his podcast or if it was something he said on stage, but he said something about he was at a place where people were talking, like a social gathering, but everyone kept saying, "Now look, I wouldn't say this if I was being recorded." Well, I wouldn't say this if... And then he said, it's so crazy that we live in a time where people... Whenever we see things, whenever you see someone talking on camera, video, stories, whatever, they're not saying what they actually want to say.
Mm.
They're saying something in such a way that they don't want to be cancelled or they don't want you to think that they actually think like that.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So there's a version of you... Basically, this applies to everyone else. There's a version of you that presents themselves a certain way to the world, but then there's a version of you who's in the car playing R. Kelly. You know what I mean?
And enjoying.
Ooh, na,
Mama,
no,
man, you can't listen to R. Kelly and not enjoy. That man, is
and
like,
get into what he's singing about.
I believe you'll fly.
What, Georgia?
And he will fly, dude.
You in the guy, fly.
You know, live a Celine Dion.
I'm a fast forward, I mean.
You go fly again. And it's the truth. It's not that. I'm not saying that we should protect people from what bad or. It's just the truth is more convoluted than what we make it to be. There's good sides and bad sides.
There is, dog. But also sometimes, you know, like, and I'll make an example at your show. You were able to talk about topics that a lot of people don't have the courage to talk about. But in talking about it, you made us aware that we all have been through something like that, and you made us able to laugh at serious topics.
Yeah.
I think generally, as a comedian, we always like to say we've got comedic license, meaning we can talk about and get away with anything. But hey, as you saw, hey.
Yeah,
license na lo revokiwa.
Yeah, no license revokiwa. Ke batho ba unwa Hunter's Dry. Bro, let me tell you a story. Just, yo.
Yeah, tell me my story.
So, we got canceled. Well, not canceled, but we got, you know my Twitter was sitting on like, you know when your Twitter is like behaving like your Instagram. You're like,
Oh yeah.
And I'm not a big Twitter person, right?
Oh.
My man, there was a girl called Naledi, né?
Trauma. The fact that you remember her name.
I know her name. She's a girl called Naledi, and she called us out for saying we're body shaming, right?
Yes.
Right? They called us out for body shaming. Sharp. Then I asked myself, how do I describe a person who's bigger than me? What do I say? Do I say they have a lot of atoms?
Which one is this one?
What's the safe way of saying someone
is present? I don't know. You know,
but like, you said they present, and that's what you got cancelled for.
I said they're present.
Yeah.
Fine, sharp. Fast forward, we go into the Khanti. This person got called out for actually being a body shamer online. She was the one body shaming DJ Khaled, and she was saying stuff like, this is the only time it's okay to body shame. People called her out on that. I didn't reply on anything like that. Nah.
How far down this person's timeline did you go to find out that they were a body shamer?
They went for me. When I got there, the information was there. You know, I was ready to fight. Then I was like, oh, okay, case closed. Understand? No, case open, case closed. I'm
Yo,
done.
Man.
At Netflix, no. At Netflix, I went to a Netflix event this weekend. Nigga Jiva Lukuni Ferguson.
Come on.
Get around, Nkaba.
Ukaba man. Ukaba man, Titi.
It's I
don't go there.
Yeah, I don't go there. Can't talk about
it. Close one.
I won't make it to F3.
This is the last F. This is the first and last. This is the goodbye,
man. Yeah, this is the goodbye. It's another. It's the real goodbye, man. It's a word. One Mutongo comes and then
one.
Hey. So now we're at the event, right?
Mm.
I'm getting a drink. I'm with Reggie. I'm getting a drink. Getting a drink. In my side.
You're so humble.
Yeah.
Huh? You always shouted us for being humble. Yo, I keep saying us. You always shouted me for being humble.
Yeah, you were too humble.
But you just said I was with Reggie. Why don't you say I was with my award-winning photographer / videographer, Reggie.
I was... Nigga Nali Diamond.
What a Georgia.
Bruh, as I'm standing there, I'm standing like this. Bruh, and I also, like, a lot of people are starting to, like, recognize me. And also after the show, a lot of people had been to the show.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking to a lot of people. I'm talking to Celeste. Celeste asked me to come on tour with her and stuff like... So I'm on cloud nine, my bruh.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm chilling there at the bar, Lohualanzi, but the guy who's serving drinks, a white guy, you know, it's like, yo, Pratiti, it's like turmeric the bar. I'm like, oh, yo, I'm in cloud nine. There's a shadow that just comes behind me, zoop. You know, you can feel an aura, my bro. Like, yeah. I could feel negativity behind me, you know? Like, it was like a demon. It's just, you know, like, it was like, I'm not saying she is, but yeah.
It was like.
She can, I said, bah, it's my lady.
Right? No, the same Naledi.
It's the same Naledi from Twitter. You remember when they say people on Twitter are not the same in person? Yeah?
Yes.
So I'm like, I start laughing, right? I just go, yo, yo. So I did that and I look down and I get a drink. And then she's like, don't laugh. And I'm like, okay, with my life. This is my life. You understand? So I carry on doing my thing. I'm ignoring her. And this person and I thought she was cool with me before, right?
Mm.
She felt the type of way, which I don't blame. If you felt the type of way, you felt the type of way. I say hi to her. It's like, she's like, what you...
You still said hi to her.
I did, bro. I'm a nice guy. You're like a humble. Mm-hmm. You know? So, you know, I'm going to humbly greet you. I said hello. And then she's like, yo, what you guys did was effed up, you know?
What do we do, though?
Then I just walked away and I went to go dance. Corny.
That was corny.
Yeah.
So that was another thing where I realized, bruh, people will say stuff. And that's the most retweets I've ever gotten on Twitter, was somebody saying stuff like that.
Negative stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, negativity is always going to trump everything else, bro. And at the end of the day, and that's why I asked you, what did we say? What?
Like, I don't know. Maybe we should release a statement.
No, there's no need for any of that, bro. And here's my thing, right? And I hear you saying, and a lady tweeted you what. My philosophy is kind of different, right? I genuinely don't care.
Yeah.
And it's not that I say it to be brave or to be strong or to mise or whatever. But I've noticed that the amount of care and effort that we put into making everything in our lives dope, you start putting that amount of care and effort into all these things that are being said about you. And I think once you've been through something like that, once, twice, three times, you realize, it's going to be like this for 2 days or a day or whatever. Then in 2 days' time, Tabo Best is out. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Or something else has happened. Mm. Or, you know,
NG Mochecha
is a minister of defense. So people are somewhere else. They've forgotten everything they were saying about you. They've forgotten. They said they bump into you at events. They're laughing with you. They're greeting you. They're saying all these things. And I always look at, like, I remember I made this analogy once. And it's not a classist analogy. It's just a way to think about it, right? I always said, Would you let a beggar tell you drive a crappy car? Would you, like, if a guy was begging and he said, "Awa, wa kulia khawimpi," would that affect you?
Hmm.
It shouldn't, right?
It shouldn't, yeah.
But it might. And here's the thing, we're human, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
when you drive, you might you'll even go, even the beggar thinks my car's whack.
Yes.
Right? But you have a choice in that matter. You can either go, yo, even a beggar thinks my car's whack. Yo, my car must be whack. Or in that moment you can go, no man.
What's the guy that
I have a car.
Yeah,
who's this guy? He knows nothing about cars. When did he become the expert on cars? Yeah. Right? And we make all these people experts on our lives. They must dictate to you what you can and cannot say.
Mm.
What you did was
wrong.
What you did was wrong.
In primary school, though.
It started when life started.
Yeah, man.
Right? I have a big problem, and this is where I got to my I don't care part of life. Is we were raised on the philosophy of abantu bazothi.
Mm.
What are people going to say? And I think that's one of the things that has held us back as an entire generation, as a race, as a people. I feel like that saying, abantu bazothi, we're always concerned about what people are going to say.
Mm.
But I just do it.
But have you ever had to open a lunchbox? Your biology is not nice.
Yeah, like a boiled egg lunchbox.
Mm.
You know when you open it,
a lot is happening. Yeah.
A lot is happening. But you know what? That's protein in that sandwich. All those people going, ew, don't know nothing about nutrition, my dog.
Ah, wait. I won't lie. No, dog, that's very...
Also,
man, that's healing.
The thing
man.
About humans is they'll still say ew while some of them haven't eaten for the whole day.
Exactly.
And then now there's a discourse of you chowing, but they're making you feel like you shouldn't be.
Mm.
So you end up not chowing. Now you're as hungry as they are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the problem. Also, people aren't saying these things to fix. You see, if people were trying to fix something,
yes.
it doesn't make sense me saying to you, yeah, fat shaming or whatever. That doesn't fix anything. Even if I cancel you, does that make the next person stop fat shaming?
No.
So the other people are just looking, oh, I just need to make sure this person doesn't see me or hear me. Fat shaming.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no fix. It's just people spewing stuff and projecting even what they fear and what they consider to be offensive. And at that time, it's a simple conversation. From even the thing that happened, that sentence does not deserve this much attention.
Exactly.
And I'm not talking about the person involved or the people involved. I'm just saying that sentence itself does not deserve this much attention.
Talk, you know what they said that, okay, you know what, maybe they don't. Let's move on. Let's talk about more positive things. Because my thing is like, also like, I know that these things don't matter, right?
Mm.
However, it's like dealing with the mentality that brings those kinds of things for me is more important than dealing with the person. I don't care about the person. It's like I spoke about suicide, right? And I spoke about Kimang Daman.
J-Money.
Yeah. Yeah. I spoke about him.
Sorry, I'm remembering the gag.
Yes, now it's...
No, yeah.
It's like, yeah.
It was like that, you know. And you speak about a real situation like that, and then it's because, bruh, we've had people in our lives that didn't give you the time of day to think about what that is gonna, how that situation is going to transpire.
Mm.
They put you in the situation immediately, right? So you have to give the respect to those brave human beings that have followed through with that traumatic experience. I'm not saying that you must glorify it or whatever, but you have to
respect something like that.
Yes. If you think you're gonna talk about suicide or threaten us suicide by Tuesday, please be gone.
Yeah. Do something real. Is that what you're saying?
Make us feel bad for not believing in you.
You should say, don't take antibiotics.
Yeah, because now we're all worried and then you wake up full of energy. Now it's like, oh, wow.
And you're healthy.
And then
you're healthy.
You're healthy.
Your body's nice.
Imuna.
Your skin is even better. Your skin is better.
But lower.
But lower. But you're hanging like a chandelier. People are like this, my brother. Fingers, playing games, my brother. Like, that is a traumatic experience to find a loved one. To find a loved one in that position, bro.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, him, myself, I'm sure, I don't know who, we've experienced him very close. Mine, yeah, a little bit, I mean, close
same
as well.
Close
human beings, bro. And then when you put your own Twitter, hi, 10.
But, yeah.
And I can like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, man. Pay no mind to those people, dog. I think for me, and this is part of the restructure of our show, right? We actually want to be free to talk about whatever it is we want to talk about, right? Mm. If you cancel us, let it be you, the Cheese Gang, not other people that don't matter, right?
Mm.
We're going to have honest conversations. We're going to talk about whatever's on our chest. We're going to, and in a real way, you know, I think we live in such a censored world.
Bro.
And we will always sense ourselves so that we can accommodate as many people who can watch the show.
Yeah.
But when it's time to have a real chat, we need to have a real chat. I think that's my two cents.
PNC Cheese Gang Show, a.k.a. After...
Yo, man. And also, we want to send a special shout-out to our boy.
Robot Boy.
Zimbuli, yeah. Robot Boy. We are allowed to banter and joke like this because we're all friends. There's nothing wrong between all of us. We are still friends.
Yeah.
If you see us in public, you'll see us hugging each other, high-fiving. Because we are always boys.
Yeah.
First.
And this is now officially a sketch show, Papa.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah.
It's the skits, my dog. That's the show, Popcorn and Cheese. It's the skits, my dog. Okay, we just figured out the name. Okay, during the show. Okay, come on. Okay. Who are we?
Cheese. It's the skits.
My dog.
Tabiso Mhlongo, Mpho Pops Modikwane, and our very loved people here. DJs here. Yeah. What's your name is here? Natis here. Understand? Hey, Manu here.
Yes, the one.
Shandro van Veek is here.
Yeah, bro.
But yeah, man,
I think that's the dream and that's the vision for us.
Yes.
We like, so many things happen in this country and there's not a lot of platforms that do this, you know. So we wanna do sketches about everything, bro.
Yeah.
What's happening in politics, what's happening in life, relationships.
Yeah.
Wanna parody stuff. We wanna have conversations in sketch, but also when we have guests on the show. That's how we want to have guests on the show, you know. Mm. I think the model of come tell us your life story can be found anywhere.
Yeah.
So I think we would rather play with guests, you know. I think one of our favorite episodes to date is the
Desmond
Dube ep and the Shaka Ilembe.
Not mine.
Wow.
Human.
That episode was a turning point.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. It wasn't my favorite. I mean, the sketch was my favorite.
No, but in terms of the integration, right? The integration was we sketch with the person that's on there, so it makes sense.
Mm.
So even with when Malume Dez came, we had already done the blueprint to Tabiso's point.
Yeah.
So that makes more sense. When we have a guest, and that guest fits into the sketches we want to do, you know.
Yeah, so like I would like to see, like,
I'd like to see like Warren Masemola talk, like for us to be with Warren Masemola, and then do sketches with Warren Masemola.
Oh yeah,
dog.
The brain is already running.
Bruh. I was on a show where they asked me who my crushes were. I said Lala Hiriyama and Connie Ferguson.
Lala Hiriyama? Hey, versatile, my bro. Ukamulikamu. No wonder your father's white. They're blind.
What is Georgia?
Next, straightforward.
Yellow bone.
Eh?
Oh, DBZ.
I've dated some, you know, all the ladies. But now, Kishab. Sabanyaka.
My talks.
Yeah, man, she came onto stage, ne? She came onto stage at the show, you know, after the show.
Hey, I saw she was scared. She thought you were gonna propose.
Yeah, someone was.
No, wait. What's the key?
She was freaked out.
What's wrong with that?
She thought you were gonna propose.
Hey, and get pressure. You can't say no here. This is my dream.
Because of what Mac G did. She was like, I don't come on stage.
You know what I saw, ne? Because it was still doing the goodbye, so I was trying to take a video of all the people. And then when he said she must come to the stage, I saw women take out their phones.
Yeah.
And I was like, do they know something? I don't. Then I turn, I look at the stage, and even when she's walking, she's nervous. Now I'm like, this is happening.
This is happening.
This is happening.
This is the DJ had AKA, I'll congratulate you.
Cute.
It was
good. It looked like.
I'm a bro. Like, I don't know, man. Maybe I should have. No,
what, Georgia?
You know, you do it in a romantic setting, though.
Yeah. And to book the lyric again, yo.
Hey, man. Now you must write a new one-man show.
Yo, my bra. New issues. I must give them time. You know, I need like a couple of weeks to
go through
it.
Yes, sis. What the hell? Your thigh looks like that guy's head from the Omo Micro.
Coca-Cola Mega Meal Show.
Low natural cornrows. with the natural cornrows.
No plating on.
That's why
I used to have a gag about, but I stopped doing it because people are like, it's cruel.
It's body shaming.
It's body shaming. Because I used to say, when he drinks like a grandpa, does it find its way?
And it takes long.
It goes through a maze.
And it takes long.
The headache. That people headache.
We need to actually get him on the show.
You know, and it takes long because it's a grandpa.
Oh, it's old. Okay,
sharp. Yeah. Okay.
I actually won.
This is
the problem with Pops. Pops is firing us. Next is Matthew. We're getting rid of the white guys. Then this podcast is over. Kwaito podcast. Interview a DJ Tliyo. The Pantula for life.
It's Kaleen.
Bruh, you know what I'm excited about, dog?
What?
Right. I'm excited about two things. Number one, Zexman Twin is having a 20th anniversary celebration of his like music.
Hey, I saw the people
that's on the lineup.
Like the lineup.
Oh, the lineup is crazy, dog. Mm-hmm. So that we're gonna be out at the Durban ICC celebrating that this coming Friday, 5th of July. Yeah, that's at the Durban ICC. Bro, that lineup is insane. And I think it's the best. For me, I look at like the Durban July weekend. But when I look at that lineup, I think that's the best event.
Going to be like during Durban July?
It's on the Friday.
Bro, I'm going to be in Durban as well.
So I'll see you there.
Yeah, my Pula. Brother. Yeah, no, I mean, I can't just walk in.
You can. You are Titi Chumeric Dababa Eric. After this past weekend, you are solidified.
Oh, we're still doing this.
Hey. Yo, dog. Hey, you know who I want to send a shout out to, bruh? The Standard Bank team. So remember we launched...
Shout out to Standard Bank.
Remember we launched Achiever with Standard Bank. It was our first live broadcast, right? Where we had an audience and we did Achiever with Standard Bank. Mm. Bruh, they won at Product of the Year 2024.
The Achiever program?
Yeah!
Aye,
my man.
Standard Bank. Setting the standard of banks.
Yes. So it wasn't just that, it was
not
also...
Not just those other ones.
Which other
one? Buned.
Bukepi.
Bukepi. You can't name your bank like a juice.
Kepi.
Skylar.
Yo, man, but shout out to KB, Mklatsi. Yo, man, shout out to the Standard Bank team. Because they didn't just win for Achiever, they also won for Maimo.
And we also worked on Miami.
Yes, bruh.
I think there's a pattern here. Mm-hmm. So out there, if you are looking for award-winning content.
And a winning formula.
Yeah,
a
winning formula. Just come here to PNC.
Mm-hmm.
Pop and turmeric.
What a job.
Yo, man. And you know what? What else? Talking about the Standard Bank Live thing, bruh. I think another thing that we're going to start doing as part of our show is we wanna do it live.
Yeah, but I think like if we like talking to audience and as we are comedians, mm-hmm. So I see you guys have seen the other podcasts they do like their live show. We're not talk at ours, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put you in your place.
Mm, same time. Same place.
Dangari.
Mm-hmm.
Saper Dangaru Nal 37.
And sits a nipple in angle nipple ring. Mario someone's father. And a nipple thing. I saw a feeling. But it's a nipple ring. It's really. I get with Khamil, so.
Kile ba loma, he cheated once, mamu loma.
Hey, hey.
I said freaky stuff, mamu loma.
But come back, kiss a piece, ew. And stitch it back, kopar.
He threw it away.
What a Georgia.
In the dustbin, just before I got home. He told his wife, what's that looming like the pit bull?
Which one is this one?
No. Let's just watch a sketch now.
Yeah, let's just watch a sketch. What's happening in the country?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's figure this out.
These are our men. They have big problems. But there's nothing we cannot solve. How many families do you have?
I'm now on 7.
Mm.
Sure.
And I don't know all those people. I just agree. I was walking one day, this child was like, Daddy. I was like, yes.
Mm.
Now I have a family.
Mm-hmm.
White family.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I try.
You know my father was once white.
Hmm.
Ah.
When I'm on.
You know I can't identify with white people.
Is it because of the size issue?
Mm.
Give us solutions.
Yes.
Yes.
What can we do?
Mm. I would like to start from this side because we are making progress this side.
Yes.
And I will end that side because this might need me to hands on.
Okay.
I would say to you,
yes.
Be a real man.
Yes.
And never come back to those families. You can do it.
Yes.
I've abandoned someone before.
Oh.
Yes.
Even me.
No.
That was last week. Sorry, fart from last week.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I didn't fart now.
It was so small though.
Mm. Yeah, I know. It's last week. That
so small.
I had KFC.
My problem is I can feel your advice working.
Mm, it's starting to work.
So I want to say no to that.
Ow.
We have a no.
No.
Am I healed or am I getting what? I'm confused.
It's the healing. It's happening. We are seeing it happen now. It's the healing.
It's PNC's house. Delayed, man. My brother.
That's so
Yes. Sinkagara was traveling.
Yes.
Took a while.
Yes.
You're sorry.
Beef stew.
Gravy.
Yes.
I can smell that it wasn't coming from your own, that food wasn't from your own home. Were you perhaps?
I was outside.
Where were you?
I was outside.
For you, I would say you need to sit down with your father. Let him train you on how to handle your big bums. I mean, he has them. He's supposed to train you and show you the way.
I'll try and
he
find
can't
it.
Just have a big bum child and just let it go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Any advice you have for me besides my father? What can I do? Can I get a BBL reduction?
No. Yes.
Would you like to say some more before I advise you?
Personally, I've never had big bums.
So you're wondering?
Imagine if I did. If I would have to roll the toilet paper all the way here and then scoop. Or do I just put it there and then go deeper? You know, I know they're not my palms, but being here and seeing them have made me feel like, what if it was me?
I've never felt my asshole before. I've never felt it. I've never felt it.
Yes. I think, you know, you can use that brush. I want that brush.
The toilet brush.
Yeah, I think it's a solution for maybe.
Oh, take it. Yeah, to put a towel on it.
Yes,
and then
I imagine things like that, flossing with a towel. Because I wouldn't. Because for me, I'm taking his pumps and I'm putting it
into you, me. You putting them on you.
Because I ask myself, how? Do you understand?
Yes.
I think our problem here is...
I take everyone's problems and I make it
and
mine.
And curiosity. So what I would advise now is to just stop.
Yeah. Yes.
Just stop.
As you said that, I felt myself sitting so comfortably in this chair.
Just stop. Be a man. And stop.
If they buried me, how would I be in my casket?
You'd still look amazing.
Would it have something at the bottom?
Like a blanket?
No, like an extra piece for my bum to go through.
I don't want your questions to worry him now.
So I make everything about
because myself. He's now so thinking about his coffin and he's.
Because they had to bury my uncle upside down.
So, you see a man with a big booty, you think twice before you say, hey, ngicela ukuhamba now. Why ufuna ukuhamba now? Ngoba uphethe ureverse womhlaba.
That was very unfortunate. Because he'd be vulnerable and people would take advantage.
There are evil spirits out there.
It's better if they put him on the side.
And the dead bodies, they appear sometimes. How did you look at the body?
Did they put him on his knees?
No, we just saw him like this.
This speed hump at the graveyard.
That's my uncle.
Oh. Good. Yeah.
All right, and then we will have another session together, all of us, at Saving Men, one by one. But today we'll start with you. So you guys.
We can leave this.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Nice meeting you. Hey. Nice meeting you. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you.
I think you can exit first.
Be kind.
Yes. Heart smash.
Me also.
Let's take care of our men. One by one. Okay. We can switch off the cameras.
No, man, this is beautiful. I hope you enjoy the show. I really do hope you enjoy the show. Thank you so much to everyone that came out to the show on Friday. It was amazing. We are going to your show in Cape Town on the 27th.
So on the 27th of July, we are out in Cape Town at the ICC. Tickets are available at Ticket Pro. Tickets are available at Ticket Pro. I almost said web tickets because that was your thing.
Yeah.
So on the 27th of July, ICC, Cape Town, we are there. Mpopops live.
Live.
All right.
Tabiso, are you coming?
July. Yeah, we're going. We're going.
All right.
You're coming out there.
All right.
Yeah, man.
We're going to have to book another Intercape bus ride. Seat.
He's going to get there 2 days late.
Hurrah, dog, we waited for you. And you know we dragged the show, eh? We ended at 11:30 waiting for you.
Yeah, wild.
And you know Intercape always has other issues.
Ish. Because now we have another problem. Because we have to. I know about the intercape, but the show has literally 30 seconds left, and we haven't figured out the outro. Because it's no more the corn that pops and the what
the
pops
cheese that's great.
Then the cheese that's great.
Yeah.
Now it has to change. Let's try it in impromptu. Three, two, one.
Well, there it is from us, the guys you know as PNC. And from the PNC.
And the Chew from the Chew Maverick.
We are PNC. And just like our new podcast, Popcorn and Cheese, It's the Skits, my dog. We are
out.
Tabby so.
Yeah.